Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Black Friday's upon us, and I'm of a certain age where I remember a particular song by Steely Dan called Black Friday, which has nothing to do with what we refer to it today. Turns out it's about a gold frenzy in the 19th century that a bunch of investors got wiped out because, they were driving up the price of gold, and then the government apparently released a bunch more gold into the market, and that just kind of, caused some issues. So it is, and I think about Black Friday these days, and it seems like it's, they have different names. You know, I mean, you still hear Black Friday and, you know, people, you know, there's different deals that get released right around Black Friday. Now, we typically, you know, in the modern era, we think of Black Friday as the Friday right after Thanksgiving when, in theory, retailers go into the black friendly because they theoretically are profitable after all the stuff gets sold, because of course it's the beginning of the Christmas shopping season. We've got to, of course, buy a bunch of stuff in order to give to people. It's the season of giving crap. I guess I'm not real big on this season, never really have been, it's interesting that I have that mental association with Black Friday and such. But yeah, and I don't know if retailers actually get into the black on Black Friday anymore. Maybe Amazon's almost always in the black because, they print money hand over fist, it seems like. Maybe a few of the big retailers do okay, but it seems like retail is in the red a lot of times. You think back to some of the major retailers over the years that have gone into the red so much that they no longer exist. And I do wonder with the dominance of Amazon, and it's like how many retailers are going to survive. There's always something to be said for going to a physical retail store at times, but Amazon's pretty sticky with this whole, with the whole Amazon Prime thing. And it's really easy to go onto Amazon and go, okay, well, I want that, or I want, and it shows up in a day or two. They're even starting to deliver their own stuff. Since they started delivering stuff, I think I've only had like one issue where I ordered something and then they had some sort of a shipping issue and it got returned. And I got my money back, obviously, but it was it's one of those things you just kind of go, what happened there? Must have been an unusual item or something. I don't know. It's one of those things, but I still get emails from different retailers about Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and they release all these different deals like all around Black Friday and into the following week. And it's just this, it's like everything's on sale. Well, and of course you always ask the question, what was the price the day before you put this special on, right? And they don't ask that. They say, well, compared to the original retail price of $999.99, it's now $666.66. Whereas it could have been, the price the day before could have been, $350 or something. I don't know, just making something up. But those kinds of things do happen, right? Unless you're continuously tracking the prices, you may not know exactly what you're getting. But I don't know. I don't get too caught up in the Black Friday nonsense. There's a few things I'll get here and there, but maybe I'll find a deal or something, but I don't go looking for Black Friday deals because if you're smart, you find the deal earlier in the season, and then you're not hoping your delivery arrives on time because there's so many things. That'd actually be something interesting to track this season, is now that Amazon has started to deliver a lot of their own packages to a lot of locations, how well they're able to keep up with the holiday demand. I guess we won't see, we won't see like UPS and FedEx is overloaded because Amazon does ship a lot of stuff. I do see the Amazon trucks in my neighborhood almost daily, it seems like. Although I did actually see the post office driving around a few packages. So I guess they still use the post office, and I think I've even gotten stuff from UPS a couple times too. So they do still use other carriers from time to time. time, but for the most part, I happen to live, you know, in a place where, yeah, Amazon has their own delivery drivers, and sometimes the trucks are branded, and sometimes they're rented or whatever. But I don't know. I think it's just an excuse for Amazon to sell you more crap. I don't know that Black Friday has its original meaning or the more modern meaning anymore. Just because it's, you know, as I say, Amazon just prints money hand over fist. I have to assume they're somewhat profitable, especially with all the businesses that they're in. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.